Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Katshalom. We're now studying Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. And as promised in the previous podcast, we will first go back to the beginning of the Perek and take a look at the next couple of clauses in the Mishnah and then come back and analyze them in the Gemara. The fifth difference mentioned, or the fifth item mentioned in the Mishnah is the following. Dine mamonot machzirin bein l'zchut bein l'chovah. At some point, we're not sure where, the dine mamonot, they can go back and reopen the case, whether for good or for bad. Dine nefoshot machzirin l'zchut vein machzirin l'chovah. And dine, when it comes to dine nefoshot, it can only be reopened to acquit and not to convict. Okay, so let's pick it up at the very top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, or Minhu. We have a challenge to that rule about Dine Momonot that seemed that the case has sort of open-ended. Danat Adin, this is a bright, really, in Chorot. Zika Tachayav V'chiev Tazakai. Let's say that he erred, and the judge found the one who's Chayav in this, exempt, or vice versa. Timeta Tahor Tiyarta Tamet. At the very end of our sugi, we'll see what that means. Masha Sasui V'shalem Mibeto. Whatever the fellow did, meaning the judge's case, the ruling is inviolate, it's not annulled, and then the judge has to pay on his own. So it sounds like we don't reopen the case. Rav Yosef Lokasha, kan mumcha, kan b'shenu mumcha. So Rav Yosef gives the first answer, which is to say that if the dayan is an eno mumcha, meaning he's not a samuch, then we do not reopen it. Instead, he has to pay. But if the dayan, on the other hand, is a mumche, then we reopen the case. Now, the problem with that is, mumche marzirin, since when do we reopen the case if he's a mumche? Vaktani, at the end of the praitim, hayam mumche levetin, patur min l'shalem. If the dayan is a mumche levetin, then he's patur, which means we don't reopen the case, he doesn't have to pay. So Nachman kan sheish gadol haymenu b'chokhma uvminyan kan she'in gadol haymenu b'chokhma uvminyan. Uvminyan here is a little bit of a shegras leishna, meaning that Rav Nachman says, if there is a greater dayan around than the mumche, then he can force it to be reopened, but if not, then not. So we sort of have three tiers here. A non-mumche, the case is finished and he has to pay. Mumche is patur, but if a mumche has a supervisor over him, then, or is a greater person over him, then indeed it can be reopened. Rav Sheshet Amar, Rav Sheshet gave a different answer, which takes us back to the beginning of the Masechet. Kan Shata'am B'Dvar Mishnah, Kan Shata'am B'Shikul Adad. It depends on whether the error was Dvar Mishnah, which right now we'll call just simple code, as opposed to Shikul Adad, which we would call a judgment call. We have to see what that means. The Amar Rav Sheshet Amar Basi, Ta'am B'Dvar Mishnah Chozer. If the mistake was one of code, meaning the code says you're chayiv in this case, and the judge said you're potter, then you come back. But if the judge instead erred b'shikul adat, eno chozer. And then you may say that he does have to pay, doesn't have to pay, but it doesn't reopen the case. So our Mishnah is talking about ta'ab b'dvar Mishnah. Amalei Ravino Avashi, afilu ta'ab Rav Chiya Rav Oshaya. Does that even include the late Tanaim, Rebbe's students? If they made a ruling and the judge blew it and didn't know their ruling or didn't pay attention to it or didn't follow it? Amalein. Afilu b'Rav Shmuel, what about the beginning of Chachmei Bavel? Yes. Amar le'in, afilu b'didiv didach, what about you and I, Rav Ashim Ravina? Atu anan katli kani ba'agman anan, what are we, just stick collectors? We're important people too. Because if we make a ruling, that becomes part of Dvar Mishnah. Dvar Mishnah is code. It's not limited to the corpus of the Mishnah. And therefore, that's called Ta'am B'Dvar Mishnah. So, hechidam is shikul adat. What is shikul adat then? Our papa can go, and it can't be just a judgment call because then there's no error really. If you go and trey tanoi or trey amorai de pligi adat, if you have a machloka tanaim and amoraim, velo itmar hechota lo kamar velo kamar, and there is no explicit ruling in favor of one, the ikri v'avad kachad minayhu, and the judge judged one way, v'sugir shmaita azli kidach, but everybody judges the other way. That's called shikul adat, which means there is no explicit ruling against it, but the judicial tradition is to judge a particular way, and he judged the other way. Okay, Eitav Rav Hamnuna Rav Sheshet. So Rav Hamnuna challenged Rav Sheshet with this idea that Tav Dvar Mishnah Chozer. Ma sebepara shenit laha'im shalav. There's a story about an ox, or a cow, that had its womb removed. In other words, it had a hysterectomy. And Rabbi Tarfon was the Dayan in the case. And V'chila Ritarfon leklavim. Ritarfon said it's a trefa, and you have to feed it to klavim, it'll never live, etc. And then the Chachamim were asked the question, and they said, no, it's not a trefa. Why? Shamar Todos HaRofe, Theodos, the doctor, said, Ein paro, para v'chazira yotzeg n'alexandre shamitzvayim alim ken chotchinaim shala. They neuter all sows and cows that come out of Alexandria, meaning that's a normal practice, they all live, they just do it, kadesh lo teleit, they don't want to give them to give birth. So Rabbi Tarfon, started moaning, oh, I'm going to have to sell my donkey. Basically, I'm going to pay a lot of money because I was the Dayan who ordered this cow be fed to the dogs, and they lost a lot of money, and I'm going to have to pay for it. Amarla Rabbi Kiva consoled him. Why should call him? This is Rabbi Menuna's challenge. Rabbi Kiva consoled him by saying, you're a mumcha l'rabim. And a mumcha l'rabim, meaning you are... someone who the public accepts and you're a musmach, therefore, as a mumcha l'rabim, you are exempt from paying. And why is this a challenge? Because if it were really true that ta'a bidvar mishnah chozer, then this should really be considered ta'a bidvar mishnah, and then Rabbi Kiva could have said that to him. V'i'ita lemalei ta'a bidvar mishnah chozer. So the answer is Chad v'od kamar. Rabbi Kiva said both. Chad tov dvar mishnah ta, but tov dvar mishnah chozer. First of all, your mistake was a mistake of essential law, and therefore the case is reopened. V'od inam shikul adat ita. Even had it been shikul adat, mumchal rabim matav, mumchal rabim patav b'shalim. Nonetheless, you're mumchal rabim. So either way, you're okay. You don't have to worry. So Nachman Yitzchak l'Rava. So Nachman Yitzchak turned to Rava and said, "My kamot Rav Hanun the Rav Sheshit. I don't understand Rav Hanun's challenge from the get go." The whole point is chozer, but you can't be chozer when the animal's already dead and been fed. You can't, it's not like he judged the animal to be a trefa and the animal's still sitting around and now we're going to take it back. The animal's gone. So what is the challenge? So hachikama, this is what Rav Nuna said to Rav Sheshit. If you agree with me, the tabid var mishnah can't be reopened. Alma kam dina, that proves that the judgment remains as is. Hanu kam afchid Rabbi Tarfon, that's why Rabbi Tarfon was upset. Kamalei mumcha lebeitin atan, that's why Rabbi Kiva told him, you're mumcha lebeitin, so don't worry. Atah patur m'leshalim. Alei amar tabid var mishnah chozer, but if you think the tabid var mishnah can be reopened, so that means that the judgment is null. Leimalei kev and de'ilu havai parah, so Rabbi Kiva should have said to him, if the cow were around, Dinach lav dina, then your judgment would be rendered null, velo klum avad, and you didn't do anything, you wouldn't have to pay. Hashtanami lo klum avad. So now, just because the animal got fed to the dogs, doesn't matter, the ruling is null, and therefore you're pater. And that's how we answer, oh, Rabbi Kiva was really saying both. Rabbi Chista gave a different answer to resolve our problem. Kan shen natal v'natan bayad, kan shelo natal v'natan bayad. When do we say that the fellow is chayav l'shalem? That's when the dayan took the money from the zakai and gave it to the chayav by accident. And in that case, he's chayav to pay. When do we say he's not chayav to pay? And then it gets reopened. That's shalon atal v'natan bayad, which means he's reading the breita against the mishnah, as our mishnah being a case where he didn't touch the money, and the money just changed hands without him, and therefore the case can be reopened. On the other hand, if he took the money in his hands and paid the wrong guy, then the case is done and he has to pay for it. So now let's examine that. Bishlama chieva tazakai. I understand chieva tazakai in the breita. The one shenatal benatan bayad. He took the guy who doesn't owe money and he took money from him and he handed it to the other guy. Ela zika tachayev. But how does that work? Zika tachayev means somebody had to pay money and in the end he told him you don't have to pay money, which would mean, of course, that that no money changed hands. So how could he have been involved in no money changing hands? What did he do with his hands? The answer is vahalo damrele patur. He said you're patur. Vahalo natav natan v'yad. He didn't do anything. So he came and damar patur atakamosh natav natan v'yad. So now Rav Chista is going to be forced to say that the minute you say you're patur, it's as if you actually handed it over. So, element niti niktani dinam amunot bazion bein the schut bein the chuvah. But then look at our mishnah. In our mishnah, we're saying that we do reopen it because the Dayan did not touch it with his hands, according to you. So we said, Bein l'schut, bein l'chova. B'ishtama l'schut, I understand l'schut, what that means is, Mishgach ha'darod ha'mikar ha'chayev atar, means the guy, the Dayan told this fellow, you're chayev to pay. And the fellow paid on his own without the Dayan touching his hands. And therefore it's reopened. But how could you reopen it l'chova? Meaning that he told the guy you're exempt, and that means that you're potter, and that means that we're considering as if he handed it over. You just got through saying that the minute you say patur, it's as if you handed it over yourself. So the answer is chadak tani. Rav Chista now has to say that our Mishnah really only means one thing. So dine mamonot can only be reopened in one case, and that is when you ordered the money be paid and didn't touch it. So the chavata gamin afashon machzirin nischut. But the problem is that we're contrasting mamonot with nefashot, and in the case of mamonot, in the case of nefashot, we say there's only one case where you open it. Bein machzirin lechova. So machzirin nischut, schut greida. Bein machzirin lechova, the schut shi chova. That's what it means. That in dinah nefashot, your ein machzirin lechova means you only come back lischut, but not schut, which is going to hurt somebody else. Chov te deman, who's the somebody else in a dinah nefashot? So alakasha chov te de goel hadam. If the relative of the fellow who was killed, now he's going to feel the responsibility to come after you and kill you. Right? Shu chov te de goel hadam kadlinan lay lahai. What am I saying? We're not going to reopen the case and we're going to kill you just to save him the trouble. But my bain bain. Also, it says bain dinah nefashot, bain lischut, bain lechova implies that in the case of momonot, it's both. The answer is kasha. You're right. Rav Chista's shita seems to be very difficult. Ravina gives a different answer. Gon shayalo, this defend Rav Chista. Gon shayalo biadom mashkon, that the malve was holding a pledge, and the judge errantly called the lova potter. What did he say? Now, lo mimenu. What happened is in our brayta, he took the pledge from the malve and gave it to the lova. And in the case of the Mishnah, he ordered it given, and therefore it was not a case of just patur. He actually said something, but he didn't touch it at all, so therefore he can reopen it. And I promise that the end of the Braita would be examined here. Timeta Tahor. What's Timeta Tahor? What does that mean? Da'agi Be'sheretz. He said this thing is so tame. Well, he was wrong. This thing is so tame, I'm going to put a sheretz on top of it. And he threw a sheretz on top of it. The Dayan did. Tiherata Tame, what's that? There was something that was Tame, and he declared it Tahor wrong. Yervan Be Perotah, what it is, that he threw this thing, which was really Tame, among the rest of the guy's Perot. And so therefore what happened is he caused him financial loss by declaring that which was Tame to be Tahor, and all the rest of the stuff now became Tame. Okay. The next piece in the Mishnah, we'll go back to the Mishnah again, and the next piece is really the sixth distinction. Or the sixth, no, it was the fifth distinction between them, is the dine mamonot machzirin dine mamonot hakom lam din schut. Excuse me a second. I'm sorry, we're still on machzirin. Dine mamonot, how do we know that if a guy comes out of Beit Din, dina nefashot, and he's chayav, and a guy says, I could find an argument to acquit him. How do we know we bring him back? Talmud lomar naki al taharov. Don't kill an innocent person. What if somebody comes out of Beit Din zakai, and a guy says, oh, I could prove he's really guilty. But proof here, not meaning evidence, but argument from the text. From case law. How do we know we don't bring him back and reopen the case? Talmud lomar tzaddik al taharov. What's a tzaddik? Tzaddik is somebody who's been found innocent in Beit Din. You can't kill him. Hashim barashi b'chiluf al ha-meisit. The exact opposite applies to a meisit. Somebody who seduces others to do avodah zarah. Dichtiv, lo tachmo v'lo tachase alav. You cannot have no compassion for him. Kanama nimiki harog tahargenu. Indeed, you should kill him. Okay, so there's another pasuk in the same parsha teaching the same idea. So he asked him this, Chayve Galuyot, my, what's the story with those who have to go to Galut? Do they have the same rule that if you found them innocent, you can't then reopen the other way and vice versa? So the answer is, Atya Rotzeach Rotzeach. Both are called a Rotzeach in Parshat Maaseh, in joining Psukim, both a premeditated murderer who we're dealing with, and an inadvertent killer are called Rotzeach. And so therefore, by dint of that Gzereshava, we will apply the same rule. Chayve malchiyot mai. What about if somebody's chayev makot? The answer is hatya rasha rasha. both the Chayav Malkot is called a Rasha, as we see in Vayayim Bina Kota Rasha, and a Rotzeach is called a Rasha, Shehu Rasha Lamut. So therefore, the same rule applies to Chayav Malkot. Tanya Nami Hachi, Chayav Gali Abinayin, not to Rotzeach, Rotzeach, Chayav Malki Abinayin, not to Rasha, Rasha. We have a Brayta that says exactly Rav Sheshet, what Rav Sheshet answered. Okay, Ve'en Machzirin L'chova. Again, in the case of a Din Nefashot, we do not reopen it L'chova. That's only if the judge made an error in something that even the tzedukim don't agree to, meaning it's Torah Shebaal Peh or to some extent interpreted in the text. But he made a mistake in something that's mefurish in the text, like the guy murdered and he said, murdering is okay, then zil kari beravu. That's a pasuk everybody knows. You have to reopen the case, even the chova. So he asked him, Ta benoif and oefet mahu. What if he made a mistake about adultery? You've got your fire burning, you should keep it going. In other words, pay attention to the learning. Right? In other words, this is something that's obvious. If the guy made a mistake about something as obvious as niuf, then it's reopened. So what is the case in Arayot where it's not so explicit and therefore in Chozerin? Again, it's not a question of evidence, but of text. He erred about the issue of Bia Shalokadarka, whether or not that's called Bia or not, and that's learned from a drasha, and that's something that Stukim do not admit to. Okay, then now we finally go back to the Mishnah, and in the next distinction that we have between Dinim Amonot and Dinim Fashot, anybody can raise a point in favor or against. In Nefashot, Hakom Lamdin Zchut V'Enakom Lamdin Chova. In Din Nefashot, we say that anybody can raise a point to acquit, but not to convict. So now the Gemara says, Hakol, we're now at the bottom of Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Bet. Hakol V'Afilo Edim. It sounds like even Edim can be among those, the Edim themselves. And even if an Ed was Mechayev, he himself could say Zakai, vice versa. And even in Din Nefashot, if an Ed said, you're Chayev, you killed somebody, the Ed himself might be able to raise an argument to acquit. So name might need to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, evil or but it sounds like our Mishnah follows Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Titania, Ve'ed Echad, Lo Yanev Nefesh. He said, one witness cannot testify. What does that mean? Bein l'schut, bein l'chova. And the drasha is, he can't even speak up l'schut to l'chova. You have two edim, and he can't speak up outside of his testimony. He says he can answer l'schut. He can give an argument for schut, not for chova. And we'll see it in the end of the pasuk. Papa, v'yachad min ha-talmidim ha-divrei ha-kol. He says, no, our Mishnah could be everybody, not just Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. And we're talking about one of the students, meaning if one of the students is sitting there, he cannot raise the point while his Rebbe is present. In other words, he's not really a member of the Beit Din, he cannot raise a point, l'chova. My, Tam Rav Yisrael Yehuda, so now back to Rav Yisrael Yehuda, what's his reason for saying that the aid can speak up, l'schut? Damakra, eid echad lo yaneh benefesh lamut. One witness cannot speak up to kill. Lamutu deino oneh, he can't do it to kill, aval l'schut oneh, but he can do it to save. Rabbanon amr shlokish, v'shum demechse kenogaya beiduto. Rabbanon, according to Shlokish, said he can't speak up because it looks like he's got a self-interest, because this guy testified that the fellow is Chayiv Mita. And now he's saying, wait, I can argue that he's Pater. It looks like he's doing it out of self-interest because if they were Mazim him, then he would be Chayiv Mita. So maybe he's trying to get him off the hook. Rabbanon Haylamut Maidar Shibe. So what did the Rabbanon do with the end of the Pasuk that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda learned was exclusive? The one aid can't speak up to kill, but you can to save. That's talking about one of the students. How do I know that if one of the witnesses argues then an argument in favor of acquittal, we don't listen to him based on that half of the pasuk? But if one of the students, not a member of the Beit Din, it's the student who's sitting there, and it's not one of the Edim, if he brings up an argument l'chova, we don't listen to him, because l'chad lo yaneh b'nefesh lamut. And we will pause at this point and pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, in the next podcast with the next clause in the Mishnah. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.